With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Democrats on Capitol Hill would like to replace a liberal Supreme Court justice prior to Joe Biden leaving office. But White House correspondent Greg Clugson reports they may be in for a losing battle.
Worried about a 6-3 conservative court becoming even more conservative during a second Trump term, some Democrats in Congress want to act fast. One scenario is convincing Justice Sonia Sotomayor to resign. She's the oldest liberal on the high court and has some health issues. But Politico reports it's viewed as an extremely risky plan with little time to carry it out before Inauguration Day on January 20th. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, a minor victory for Democrats in Nevada.
U.S. Senator Jackie Rosen of Nevada has won re-election, securing a battleground seat. The Democrat won her second term over Republican challenger Sam Brown, who was endorsed by President-elect Donald Trump. Rosen was one of several vulnerable Senate Democrats defending their seats with control of the chamber hanging in the balance. By the time the last votes were being counted in Nevada, the GOP had long since won control of the Senate and now stands at 53 Republican senators to 46 Democrats. I'm Julie Walker.
Officials say Qatar has decided to suspend its key mediation efforts between Hamas and Israel. But one spokesman says Qatar is very likely to return to the efforts if both sides show, quote, serious political willingness. Suicide bomber has killed himself at a train station in Pakistan. Also, 26 other people, including soldiers, also died in that blast, and more than 60 have been hurt. This is SRN News. One free speech battle taking place at a school in Virginia.
Two third-year female law students at George Mason University were chatting with other students online when one of the males indicated that he would be asking school officials to begin placing feminine hygiene products in all the men's restrooms on campus. The two women said they thought that would be a bad idea, and now GMU has banned them from having any contact with a male student. The women are suing under provisions of the First and 14th Amendments. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A ban on protesting outside abortion clinics in effect in England and Wales, however, leaves a question mark over whether pro-life demonstrators who pray silently will be breaking the law. Statute bars protest within 150 meters of clinics. It also makes it a crime to, quote, intentionally influence the decision of any woman who might be seeking an abortion. This is SRN News. An inauguration ceremony has taken place in Botswana for the newly elected president.
The national anthem of Botswana on a day when the country's democracy was celebrated. Trotting white horses accompanied the new president, Duma Boko, on a lap of the stadium. He then spoke of unity. When some in the crowd booed his predecessor, Mokwetsi Masisi, President Boko urged them to give him some love for showing statesmanship by handing over power. It could be seen as a message for the region. In neighbouring Zimbabwe, opposing the government often comes with a violent response, and there's instability in Mozambique following allegations of a rigged election.
That is BBC correspondent Will Ross reporting. Now, the new president describing the change of government as an historic moment and stressed the need to avoid squabbles and rifts. He also expressed love for his country and the appreciation they had shown him in the election. More details at SRNNews.com.